This is Margaret Koopman-Frankwitz with another episode of Diabetic Survival. Well, I have wanted to do this episode for a while. So, this is actually on a subject that I am, of course, very inexperienced in, but it's what I'm going to try. So, please bear with me. I do have some credits that I want to give out to one Dr. Eric Berg. He can be found on YouTube. And he has an episode on fats and good fats, bad fats, and what are they. So it's an episode that actually came out 2 years ago, but still very important. And, you know, of course, actually trying to learn about trans fats, good fats, bad fats. I kind of know the good fats that I use. I have just hands down, olive oil has won me out. So I do the extra virgin olive oil. I try to look for the best buy dates and end dates when it actually expires. So I pay attention to that. And so I don't really explore other oils. However, it has come to my attention that there's probably not a fast food chain out there that I would actually eat at, except for one exception, which is, I'll tell you at the end of the program. Anyways, so not to keep you in suspense any further, let's get on with this broadcast. All right, so I was actually watching Dr. Eric Berg today go over good fats and bad fats and some mediocre fats. And if you're a guy, there's a couple fats you might want to stay away from. And one being soy and the other one being flaxseed oil. So the reason being is because these oils actually have estrogens in them. Now, I mean, if you're going for the estrogen look, I mean, hey, that's fine. Go for the soy, go for the flax. But you may be surprised to know that your favorite fast food chain is probably cooking in either canola oil or a soy oil or some type of mix of oil. They're not really concerned with what they're actually cooking in. So if you're concerned about your health and going to your local McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, these places, yeah, they have cheap food. It'll fill you up, but it may not be the type of fill that you want for your money. So think about it that way. Okay. So good fats. And of course, you know, my favorite, of course, is extra virgin olive oil. There's controversy over that as well, of course, just like there is with anything. Some people say that people will just put it out there as olive oil and it's mixed with other types of oils. So, you know, of course, the good doctors are always going for ordering their oils straight from Italy or straight from the Mediterranean, where, you know, they're paying that extra, but they know it's good quality olive oil, at least to everything that they've actually researched. So there's a lot of bad things lurking in oil, unfortunately. But okay, so back to Dr. Eric Berg, some of the good fats that he actually mentioned, and actually olive oil was down on his list, but I'd put it at the top of mine. But anyways, his list, and it's kind of funny, kind of not, some of these things. So but this is his list. It's cod liver oil, avocado oil, lard from wild boars, tallow, such as lamb fat or grass-fed, camel fat. This is the funny one because I don't know of too many camel farms here in the States, but maybe there are some. I just haven't seen them. Butter from cows. Of course, he doesn't mention the cow part. Ghee is a perfectly refined butter. It's taking out the impurities, so if you're lactose intolerant or you cannot have some of the, you know, some of the solids that are actually in butter, ghee is a good alternative. Olive oil, and then palm oil is controversial, along with, that's one of the controversial ones, along with safflower, sunflower, flax, sesame seed, tahini, nut oils, peanut oil, and macadamia. Those are on the kind of like iffy line. So I went ahead and I actually explored the internet to find out, is anybody using olive oil? And if so, why not? Because there was somebody else I was actually researching. That was Adam Ragusea. And I apologize if I'm saying your name wrong, but he also had an episode several years ago. And he actually did some experiments with extra virgin olive oil. And what he's actually found is that the taste actually changes when it reaches 300 or above degrees. So, but it still has the polyphenols and stuff. So when does oil become bad? Is it a certain heat temperature? Because, you know, as he mentioned, and as most people know, a lot of cooks, they say don't cook in olive oil, which is kind of strange. Well, why not? What's going on there? It doesn't necessarily change its properties much. And, you know, of course, we need the good things that actually come out of the olive oil. And I'm talking about the polyphenols being a strong suitor there, because we want that healthy fat in our system. That's what actually helps protect your heart. So I guess in the studies that Adam Ragusea, I'll just call him Adam Ragusea. My apologies if I'm saying his name wrong. But what he has found is that it doesn't necessarily change its chemical makeup in olive oil, which is good. I mean, if you're cooking at home with extra virgin olive oil, now I am noting the extra virgin olive oil there. It's not going to change its properties. One of the things you probably do not want to do is reuse that olive oil. And the reason being is because that's when it starts cooking out the good stuff out of the oil. Now, of course, you may know that. I already knew that. So when I use my cooking oil, I do not reuse it. But that means that I'm either going through a lot of oil, olive oil, which is not necessarily a bad thing, or I'm not using that much of it, depending on if I can actually buy another bottle of it or not. So, I mean, we've all been in that little pinch where we kind of wonder, do we have enough of what we need? So, this was really interesting. I went ahead and looked up different fast food chains that may or may not be using olive oil. And you may already know this. You're going to be like, hey, no, there's no chains out there that use olive oil. They all use this canola blend stuff. Soy, canola. Some of them use peanut oil. Like Five Guys, they use peanut oil. Well, that's good. It's a controversial oil for whatever reason. I don't find peanuts that bad, but it's still on the controversial. Maybe it might be because of the smoking point or whatnot. But for whatever reason, it's like, I don't know of any, so please, if somebody knows of a chain that actually uses olive oil, please let me know, because that's going to be my new go-to. But all the chains, Wendy's, McDonald's, all of those, some of even the fancier restaurants like Applebee's, etc., they're all frying in, you know, to mass produce their product. They're not necessarily concerned with your health. They're concerned with food output. So we're in the middle ages of health here, people. It's bad enough going to the grocery stores, but we need to talk about the root of the problem. I've already talked about grocery stores, what's good, what's bad in them. Like, for instance, you want to stay on the outside of the aisle. They have since changed things where they have like a whole row of keto at my local Walmart. So I can't really say much about that now. Have to update that. Okay, that's the update. They now have keto products in their midsection. So I can't necessarily bash their, you know, middle aisles anymore. They have a whole section dedicated to keto. I love it, by the way. I love walking in there and being able to pick up almond flour. And it's less expensive than it was. I can actually afford it. I just use it sparingly. Awesome stuff. But back on track here, for the most part, if you think that you're eating healthy, going to McDonald's or Wendy's, picking out their best selection. Probably not unless you're getting a salad. And Wendy's, like, some of their salads are so high priced right now. It's like, when you look at the list, it's like a salad, $8 to $10, or you can have a burger for, you know, $2. You know, most people are going to side with a burger for $2. Just because they're hungry. They don't want to eat a salad that day. But they do make some pretty good salads with something that looks like baked chicken on there. So, not going to say knock that too much. But how about at least providing a healthy alternative, or just changing out your fat for olive oil? Now, I don't know how true this is or not, but we're going to go to McDonald's here really fast. McDonald's, their biggest price on their menu, like for what they actually do, their most costly expense is their oils, from what I've read. And if this is the case, they're getting cheap refined oil that they actually refine themselves. You know, they actually do clean their vats quite frequently. Actually, a lot of fast food places do that. The problem is, though, is that you're not even getting the nutrients anymore when they actually process that. But considering they use junk oils anyways, who cares? And it's not like you're getting a healthy product to begin with. So it doesn't even freaking matter if they use it. Now, a long time ago, McDonald's actually used to use a beef tallow to actually cook their fries in. This is a long time ago, and their fries were amazing and they tasted great. See, the thing is when you eat healthier, you're going to find that there's better flavor in your food. So they took that out, but the only reason why they took out their beef tallow is because of pressure from consumers who wanted a healthier product. And, you know, consumers meant well at the time. They're like, hey, you know, we need to use vegetable fats, etc., because it's just healthier for you. And here you are using beef, and we got like this food pyramid thing going. That food pyramid was huge back in those days. And so people actually came together, and the reason why they were fighting for that was because of that food pyramid. And so they actually changed out the beef tallow that gave the fries that amazing flavor, and they changed it out for the vegetable oils and, you know, like soybeans, etc. And guys, you really don't need the soy. You don't need the flax seed oil. I'm telling you, it's taking away from your masculinity. Us women, we don't have any problems refining that type of oil, but you really don't need something that's gonna, you know, take away the good parts of you, I guess I could say. So the controversy is right now, like, where are you eating? Are you eating out 3 times a day, once a day, maybe once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks? Rest of the time you eat at home, you're eating the good fats at home, but you still eat out. I mean, I think that it should be priority if you're going to pay for food at a fast food restaurant. Let's say, you're on the road a lot, and so you don't have a stove to cook on, and so you do eat out. And let's say that you do the intermittent fasting, and so you only eat once a day, you only eat out once a day, and so, you know, you stop by a Wendy's and you pick up, and I mean, I'm guilty of this too, mind you. You pick up a couple sandwiches because, you know, they got some kind of wonderful special going on, 2 sandwiches. So, you know, it's not necessarily healthy for you, but you're not thinking about what you're putting in your body. And see, this is what I think fast food restaurants need to be responsible for. I think that they need to be responsible for what they're actually feeding to the consumer. If they're going to make money off of you, they need to be responsible. So if they're cooking in olive oil, that's one thing. But if they're cooking in the stuff that's going to end up killing you later, I mean, there needs to be some responsibility there. And, you know, they could fire back well, you don't need to buy our food, or maybe you should only eat out once a month or something of that nature. But it's not realistic for a lot of truck drivers. It's not realistic for a lot of people who have to travel out of town for work. It's just not realistic. People cannot go to their kitchens when they're out of town, obviously. It's for obvious reasons. And so they have to rely on restaurants. They have to rely on fast food chains. But the surprising thing is there's not, like when I was searching on the internet, there aren't any chains out there that have dedicated themselves to healthy eating. You know, you may get a few franchises. There's always the exception to the rule, always. But we're talking about what is accessible to people. And they've popped out these franchises left and right like nothing, like Circle K's on the corner or something of that nature. Or, you know, Sheetz, depending on where you live. Or QT's. But I think that if you're going to actually have, you know, a multi-chain type level of franchises, that they need to actually be dedicated to people's health as well. And I have yet to see an actual salad that I actually want to eat that's not high priced. So, you know, a salad that's like $3 or $4 is a little bit more reasonable as compared to $8 to $10. And I think actually encouraging people to eat healthy would be more practical than encouraging people to eat garbage. So, you know, that's one thing I have to say. So grocery stores are, and you know, a lot of people know this, cooking your own food, going to the grocery store, is more economical. It doesn't look like it when you're paying, you know, $6, $7, $10, whatever, on lunch at, you know, some fast food chain. You're only eating once. And you're thinking, okay, I'm on this intermittent fasting anyway, so I'll just eat one time today. And then I won't eat the rest of the 23 hours. I mean, you have good intentions, right? But if you're damaging your body and then fasting and then damage your body again the next day, you need to start thinking about, it's kind of like dropping a hammer on your foot. You know, nobody wants to drop a hammer on their foot. It's like every day that you eat out, you're dropping a hammer on your foot. You could have eaten at home, but, you know, had a couple eggs or something, but instead you're dropping a hammer on your foot. And oh my goodness, this whole, you should only eat 4 eggs a freaking week. Like, really? So, I mean, what other things do you think people should eat? Salad? Okay, so I'll have an egg with salad. And I've done it. That's what I've had for breakfast. A salad and an egg. An egg. Not today because I'm out of salad, but I might have a couple eggs later. I'm totally defying the whole, you got to limit your eggs type deal. So I used to be a person that went crazy with eggs. Like, yeah, I was eating them. And when they said no yolks because it's causing cholesterol, okay, fine, I'll eat the whites. Not a big deal. Then egg prices went up and I went, okay, I think I can do without the eggs. But I have to look for an alternative of something else to eat. If I switch over to something like a trans fat, then obviously that's not necessarily a good thing. Let's see. So, I mean, what are we supposed to do as a society when, excuse me here, what are we supposed to do as a society when we constantly have and we're constantly bombarded with bad fats, bad foods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? You have to, and I'm just going to straight out tell you, you're going to have to devise your life to surround yourself with good foods. You're going to have to go grocery shopping. You're going to have to get what you know is good for you. And if you find out later on it's not so good for you, like for instance, let's say you were getting a extra virgin olive oil and then you found out that extra virgin olive oil was not good for you because they were actually cutting it with, let's say, sesame seed oil or corn oil or something of that nature, then you change and you do that. But to constantly eat out, this is just your reminder that eating out all the time is not going good for you. It's going to kill you slowly. And if you're going for better health, especially being a diabetic, you have to be exceptionally vigilant towards your health. So you need to read labels. And Dr. Eric Berg, he's no exception. He will tell you, you need to read your labels. You need to know the difference between your good fats and your bad fats. And you need to stick to that. If you make an exception like, well, I'll just eat out once, that for most people, giving exceptions to that rule means that the next time you'll give into that rule, and the next time. And I fall into that pattern too. Sometimes, you know, that menu item that, for instance, McDonald's has is way too tempting. I gotta try it. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, mind you. It's just that it's easy to actually slip into patterns where they offer this special sheet, so you were tempted to try it, so you did. And, you know, once in a while is not so bad, right? But if you're doing it all the time, obviously, it's becoming a problem. And so I've noticed that in my life, too, which is a reason why I'm coming out. I'm coming clean, you guys. I'm coming clean. Because even if I'm throwing off the top bun, I'm still not considering. And I forget, just like everybody does, that the food that they're actually cooking it in, or the oil that they're cooking it in, my food, I should say, even if I throw off the top bun, what else am I eating in that sandwich? And the money I could have saved by just going to the grocery store and purchasing more eggs, or purchasing a fresh side of beef, or something of that nature. Okay, so now I've actually told you this. You're going to be looking at your olive oil or what you're cooking with, and you're going to be like, okay, well, I need to change that up. Or let's say you don't have a kitchen to cook in, and that happens quite a bit. That is a challenge. That is definitely a challenge you're going to have to overcome. Maybe get a cooking stove or something to where you can actually cook your meal. And some people may say that's absolutely ridiculous, but I'm telling you, I have been in spots where, and this actually came from another trucker buddy of mine, where I did not have a cooking stove to actually prepare a fresh meal. And it was on 4th of July years ago. And this guy said, hey, do you want to join a cookout? And I'm like, what do you mean a cookout? We're stuck in a repair lot or something for my truck. And I'm like, what do you mean have a cookout? What, we're having a cook? It was the 4th of July. And he's like, yeah, do you want to come over for dinner? You want to join us with a bunch of people? I'm like, yeah, sure. There's a bunch of people there. I'll go ahead and join you guys. No problem. And so it's kind of cool when you can come together and actually have a nice little cookout. And of course, people worry about carcinogens from the grill as well. Sometimes you have to take a hit there. And he's like, yeah, let's have some fresh food. So they actually pulled out a barbecue grill from this truck, and they do it all the time. It was actually a little camper stove is what it was. I was trying to remember what it was. I thought it was a barbecue, but it wasn't, I don't think. And, you know, he lights it up, and he gets his pan out and went to the grocery store, picked up some. It was my first time ever eating tilapia fish. And he's here roasting the fish out in the middle of the parking lot, which is probably something you don't want to do, by the way. It's not common here in the States, but he did. He whipped it out, and he's grilling on both sides. You know, 4th of July, people can get away with weird stuff like that. And it was the best tilapia fish I'd ever had. And it was the only fish I had ever had tilapia. And I don't necessarily eat that fish because they're usually farmed. But I've heard about toxins and stuff. But it was good fish. So it's all about change your perspective. And I've gone camping before where I've actually pulled out my little camper stove. And I've had steak right there. I just went to the grocery store, bought a steak, fried it up, and it was absolutely delicious. And there's something about a cookout, which is the reason why so many people like cookouts, right? There's something about cooking the food yourself, about having a steak, and you're thinking, wow, I just had a steak for the same price of what I've actually paid a hamburger. Now, mind you, I don't think there's going to be too many people. There's not going to be too many people that actually go get a camper stove and set it up in the back of their, you know, where they work and start frying it up or whatever. But I'm telling you, perhaps we need to change our perspective in the way that we actually look at things, because it wasn't bad. It did work. it was kind of crazy. It's a little bit eccentric, but at the same time, it's also healthier. So when you see somebody cooking out in your parking lot, in case you ever do, which is kind of a rare treat, you don't necessarily see that, but it's also probably going to be the healthiest as well. So anyways, I just wanted to leave you with that. Let me see if I forgot anything here really quickly on my notes here. Oh, yeah, there was one more thing. A lot of culinary experts will not cook in high heat with olive oil. And so I did want to actually go back into that for a minute. And the reason why they do is it actually does change the taste of the food. However, it does not change the health benefits of the food. Not in anything that I've actually seen, you know, like I've read about, or nothing that I've actually seen in any videos. So, the thing is it does throw it off a little bit, but you know, that's where seasonings and spices come in play. So that's another thing, is perhaps restaurants need to start rethinking beef tallow and, you know, make their fries and stuff of that nature taste amazing. Or we continue down this path of, you know, unhealthy eating. So we're already bombarded with our vegetables not having the vitamins and minerals that it has in it. But now that restaurants are cooking in crap, sorry, gotta say it, we're kind of at a loss here. So the thing is kind of like looking outside of the box in different ways that you can actually eat healthy. And it's going to look crazy to other people, I'm just going to tell you. But it's also about being independent, self-sufficient, and the healthiest person you can be. And you may not want to go with the flow of what everybody else is doing, because if everybody else is going to be in an early grave, do you really want to be in that early grave with them? Sometimes you have to think outside of the box so that you're not with them, and so that you're being the best version of you. Okay, well, that's all I have to say. I know it was kind of a lot, and kind of not a lot all at the same time, because there's so much to learn about trans fat, good fats, bad fats, etc., that now I'm going to leave it to your own device, because at the end of the day, you got to make your decision, right? All right, this has been Margaret Coleman-Frankowitz. I want to thank you so much for listening to me on good fats, bad fats, and I hope that you have a great day. Oh, yes, and be kind to each other. Do something nice. Because it may come back to you. Have a good day.